Hey, good evening, everyone. It is Stunt Granny Audio 1182. I'm Jeremy. Joining with the trifecta of shows is Mr. Chris again. Good evening, sir.
Whew, what a marathon week this has been, huh?
Yeah, and it comes to a crashing halt, too.
Oh, it does. Oh, my God. God, I feel like we might have to pivot. Say it comes to a crashing halt, too, again.
It comes to a crashing halt as well. What?
Just like Dynamite did in the last hour.
Oh, so we're going to pivot there?
Yeah.
All right. That's not what we talked about, but
no,
oh
that's
boy.
What I said. When you said something came to a crashing halt, I mean, well that more describes Dynamite than NXT, which is just one big free fall somehow.
What a positive show. I really had nothing but positive stuff to say about Dynamite this week. That setup,
That was fantastic. Oh my God. But then the show just kept going.
And going. And going. Like, I even dozed off. And I dozed off at the perfect time. Kyle Fletcher and Mike Bailey. And guess who didn't go back and watch? So, yeah. I don't care about either one of them.
I skipped all the way. I skipped to the finish of that.
Kyle Fletcher obviously was going to win.
Okay,
so what's the point?
Okay, I got a bit of a rant here.
Feel free.
I only missed the first. I only started Dynamite 15 minutes later, so I should have caught up much earlier than I did. But HBO Max now has not multiple unskippable ad breaks, even when you're starting late.
Welcome
and I swear
the
I saw
streaming.
Yeah, I know, and I must have seen the socialist candidate for governor, Wisconsin governor commercial about 50 times. I hate this season. I hate.
Ours is Roy Cooper, and I had the Tigers game on one TV, and Dynamite on the other, and somehow I got the exact same Roy Cooper is bad for North Carolina ad at the exact same time.
And Wisconsin hasn't had its primary yet. This is just Democrats, Republicans fighting against each other because the Republican ads are not as much, but still obviously there, of course. Oh, I hate this. I hate it.
It's August.
We were supposed to be over this. The pivot to streaming was supposed to be the end of commercials.
It was.
What happened?
It was, and then they realized they can't make money off of it without charging someone $35 a month, and no one's going to buy it.
Sometimes I think I just pay the $35.
Because I don't know this for sure because I have HBO Max on a $2.99 a month thing, right? So I have ads, don't care. So I'm not going to watch Dynamite on there anyways. If you get HBO, do you get HBO Max free? And then if you get HBO, is your HBO Max commercial free? You know what I mean? Like if I sign up through YouTube TV or your local cable provider, as they like to say in wrestling, would you still have ads? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
I don't know anything about that. Been so long, I'm not even sure how you get just HBO anymore without HBO Max.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. Because I have YouTube TV, and it always asks me to sign up for HBO Max. And I'm like, well, I have it, but your interface is stupid, and you won't just let me log in with my HBO Max account that I already have established. Just like you can't with Amazon as well. So it's like, okay. But anyways, yeah. Streaming... I don't know how bad, like, the shows I watch on HBO Max are old, outside of House of Dragons. And live on Sunday, there are no ads, if you watch it real time.
Right, no.
But,
no. Unless you watch a live event, sporting event or whatever, you don't get ads.
We covered, I think we talked about this Tuesday. It's nonsense.
Yeah, we did.
It's a bullshit way, marketing must work on some people, right? That's why it exists, or that's why they have commercials. But if you, I, honestly, outside of Taco Bell, I have never bought a product that they've advertised. As an adult, I can firmly say, maybe Doritos when I used to eat those. But outside of that, hell no. I don't understand how this works. Like, they spend all this money, they waste all of our time. Like, is anybody going to buy Budweiser because they're a sponsor of UFC? You're already buying it. Or you buy Modelo, right, whatever. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me, but yeah. So, but yeah, they inundate you. At least it's not Hulu bad. Although Netflix is getting almost as bad as Hulu with the commercials on Raw. So, but let's get back to Dynamite.
Yeah.
Because this 5.5-hour show, they said on they were going to 10:30. And I was like, okay, thank you for telling me. I appreciate that. What time did the show end? 11?
Probably close.
Yeah. Or 10 o'clock your time?
Yeah. That's when it ended.
You messaged me like, there's two matches to go? And I went, what? Because I'd totally forgotten about Will Ospreay and Mark Davis being the main event. Because that's not a real main event.
No, it's not. No.
And
I don't even know. I don't know where that match came from. Like, those two have not been anywhere near each other. And now for months, years, who knows at this point.
No. All right. You did miss this then. Because Mark Davis and Will Ospreay had a match. I believe it was Dynamite. And Mark Davis won because Will Ospreay's neck wasn't strong enough. And they called the match off. So Mark Davis, you know, beat him up so bad and beat his neck up so bad, he couldn't continue. That was the genesis of this match.
Oh, I definitely missed that. Mm-hmm. And why is the number one contender for Wembley losing to Mark Davis?
Well, no, this is before that. So this is before. So it's kind of like the revenge tour or whatever, right?
Okay.
And that's why Mark Davis attacked him last week as well at the end of Dynamite, which I don't know if you saw that or not. Which is fair if you didn't. So,
no.
So that's where that came from. But again, it's not a main event. Really, the main event should have been what started the show.
Yeah.
The biggest stars were in that match. At least that's how it felt to me watching. So, but then I actually have it pulled up in front of me. But then before that was, oh no, it's not in order. Shit. What was the match before the main event? Well, that was that the Trios title match, right?
Yeah, that was the Trios title.
Okay. And that was the last two matches that started at 10:30 or that blew through the 10:30 barrier that we were promised.
Right, yes.
I mean, this could have been the main event, I guess, with Mystico.
I guess.
Well, no, Mystico was not in this. Excuse me. I got the wrong masked wrestler.
Yes, the Mystico match could have been the last match. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. Even the Women's Trios match could have been better justified to be the last match. These barrel-chested guys with beards all look the same to me.
They all wrestle the same, too.
Yes, they all wrestle the same, yes. Yeah, it's this big boy, whatever the hell you want to call it, brawling style. It used to be like my favorite, and now it's so overdone. It's like meh to me now.
I like Brody King. I wish he'd just be the brawler by now, because they paired him back with Bandido because they have nothing to do with either one of them, nothing for either one of them to do. But then you still got, you know, Brody King doing, like, that whole running with both guys holding his hands and jumping on the ropes. I mean, they contrive spots like this. And goddamn, I watched NXT and I saw enough of them. Like, 2 days in a row of this stuff gets old. And then, like, even like Mark Davis, he'll try and do, like, flippy stuff. And it's like, can you guys just be bruisers? You know? Like, Mark Davis was a little bit better, I guess, but at the same time, like, no one's paying to see Mark Davis. So I don't know. I was fairly positive about Dynamite, like I said. Then dozed off. I do not care about a Kyle Fletcher match, let alone a Kyle Fletcher match with Mike Bailey. I think the last thing I did was I sent Speedball to you and then fell asleep.
Yeah.
And so I have no comment on this match other than I'm sure it wasn't as good as everyone says it is. And then...
No, it wasn't good.
Yeah, well, let's just start. Let's just get the hate out of the way. I mean, I didn't see it. I don't need to see it.
I didn't see it either.
You know? And I already saw I already saw like a Dave Meltzer thing, like Kyle Fletcher is it. And I'm like, what is... I'll be this way. I don't care. It's our last show together for this week. What is the goddamn problem with Meltzer and these tagging on to these guys in AEW that you know damn well are not what they say, what he says they are? I don't understand. Like, there's no objectivity. You see Kyle Fletcher, there's not a presentation there. And if you say there is, tell me what it is. All he does is drop people on their heads. That's it. Yeah, 5 stars. Okay, cool. Yeah. So, and then Mike Bailey is just a nerd. And I guess I should have gone back to see how many times he posed in the middle of a match while he's like trying to make a comeback, because that's the only thing he does. So... Yeah,
No.
But all right, it's great commentary for a match we didn't see, and I guarantee you, if I go and watch it, which I'm not going to, it won't be a 5 stars, and
no,
just whatever. So, all right, well, let's go to the beginning. Let's start again. Let's do the positive, okay?
Okay.
This place looked awesome.
It looks incredible. Yeah, and just a hot crowd. It's of course it's gonna be a hot crowd in Mexico City,
mm-hmm.
at Arena Mexico. Oh, just what a I can't say enough good things about this presentation.
They nailed it. I mean, they mm-hmm. honestly nailed it. This may be one of the best looking shows they've ever done. And yes. Like, even, okay, so I guess there was only about 6,000 people there.
Really?
Exactly. That place looked like there was 30,000 people there. The low angles aiming upwards a little bit, like, this is crazy cool. Yeah, so apparently they sold 5,800 tickets for this. That was it? Something like that?
Hmm.
Last count I saw. How's that? So, okay, but for once, they made their presentation, like, they covered up the deficiencies. So, it really is, like, a kudos to them. And then, I mean, they gave people what they wanted. Edge came out first. And, yeah, instant pop. He gets to be in Mexico.
Yeah.
So, good call.
I don't know if he's ever. Did they say if he's ever been to Mexico or not? I don't remember what they said.
He said it's a dream achieved that he got to be in the, not the Mecca, but whatever the museum, Coliseum of Arena Mexico. So I don't know if that's the first time he was there, or just in Mexico in general. So, and they also did him good this week, because the other week he came out with his fireworks, and it was like pew pew, you know, the solo thing. And yeah. This week, they didn't do fireworks. They just did all of the smoke cannons, which, good. That's okay. So, yeah. And then Christian comes out. The Bucks come out to their usual mediocre pop now. I know you're not huge fans of them. I'm not either. But they've been around long enough, right, that shouldn't they be in, like, the you've got to respect applause by now?
You would think something like that, yeah.
But I mean, it's always tepid when they come out,
right?
I just find that weird, no matter what they do. I mean, unless the crowd's just seen through them now, I don't know. And then We get the Death Riders, and Moxley looked genuinely happy. You could see him trying to contain himself, which I thought was very cool. But then also, they did a wide shot, and this goes back to presentation. Marina Shafir is holding the title above her head as they walk through the crowd. It looked like the old days. Like, the champion coming to the ring. I'm like, this is awesome. So, yeah, I could not believe how good the stuff looked. And it continues throughout the night, so we can't beat a dead horse too much. But, you know, we were talking about last night. Last time it's hard to, like, be, you know, comment on happiness. So there's some praise. But then Daniel Garcia had to wrestle, and, yeah. So then we had a match. Now, what were you saying about Edge last night? I don't think I quite understood what you meant.
Did you catch the double 619 spot that he woofed?
Doesn't he always mess up somebody else's move?
Yes, he does.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
He's got us. Why at his age, with his injury history, his size and everything, all that, is he even attempting something like that?
But it's like every time he does, he fails, and it's kind of like the gimmick of it now, right?
I don't think that's the gimmick. I don't think he.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he was intending to not make any contact at all on the 619,
and then just fall over.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't a fun landing. So, and then. What Edge got the Edge took the L, right? John Moxley rolled him
Edge
up.
Took the L, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, gets the crowd going.
Babyfaces who are teaming now, but facing each other at the pay-per-view, have a miscommunication spot that leads to them losing the tag match and then arguing.
Yeah. So do you think the New Day is going to get added to this at Wembley? Or do they show up at Wembley?
I think they show up at Wembley. I think Cope and Christian get and the Young Bucks get a full match with a finish, and then they show up.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious about that because it seemed, I don't know, it doesn't seem like there's a place to slide them in here, especially after last night where there's clearly an issue now. Like, they're starting to build tension, finally, outside of just Christian.
Right, yeah, there's – yeah. I mean, I think that the match stays 2-on-2. I think, you know, they get their full match. I think the Young Bucks win, and then, you can introduce Kofi and Xavier.
Makes sense, or whatever they're going to go. Well, I guess Kofi, that's his real name, so we can use that.
Yeah.
I guess it's just going to be Austin Creed.
Austin Creed, yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the order after that, so yeah. Damn it. I have everything, just not the order. So anyways, we talked about the international title, which is, you know, whatever. We kind of talked about the World Trios, eight man. Oh, then we had Mystico, Jericho, and Darby Allin versus the Don Callis family. So apparently that was one of Jericho's old outfits he used to wear. And I'll be honest, I thought it looked kind of goofy at first. Then it kind of worked. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the situation being in Mexico. But yeah. I mean, the outfit worked. You know, Jericho's another one that, like, showing his age in spades now. So, but I don't know. The match was fine. Like,
it was fine. Yeah, fun, even. Yeah. It was, you know, basically just to, you know, get a few people out that get, you know, Jericho out in front of Mexico City, get, you know, get Mystico on the show and do his entrance, and further Darby Allin and Kevin Knight.
So we were talking, and I thought it was going to be Kevin Knight and Darby at Wembley, right? But
I think it is, yeah.
But to me, like it kind of seemed like that was it after this. Like,
no, it's I feel like Darby earned another title match.
Okay,
I mean, I missed their first one, but
yeah, I mean, the only reason I'm saying that is, well, one, they had one, Darby lost, and then right, Kevin Knight moved into the Omega spot, got slammed, and then it's kind of been on the back burner since, and then they have a six man. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing everything will be fine. But, yeah, I don't know. It didn't screen to me like there was going to be one. Which, I mean, you're probably right. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Probably get one of those Darby Allin-centric gimmick matches, like a casket match or body bag thing or whatever the fuck.
Oh, God. The body bag match. Awesome. Well, the body bag. That was with Gabe Kidd, right? And then,
yeah, I think so.
He dragged Gabe Kidd.
Like, yeah.
All right, so that I found one. Finally got something. Oh, we forgot. The next match actually was the national champion Andrade, Ciampa, and the L Eater Commander, in a trios match for no reason. I'm sorry, in a triple threat match for no reason. When it was no, all
before it was for the number one entrant in the men's gauntlet.
Okay. So anyways, you know,
which in the gauntlet match you want to be number one.
Yeah. Or of course, or number two, which is next week.
Right. Yeah, that's next week.
But it's like, I guess these kind of matches, the reason I say just whatever is how did you choose these three, you know? Obviously, yeah. It's obviously getting on the cover. Commander has never won a match that I've ever seen. Tommaso Ciampa is now in the cooldown. He's had his moments. Oh, he had the Jericho stuff, and now he's you know, he's going to the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the obvious guy, Andrade, cool. You know? But, I mean, this is just what it was supposed to be, a reason to get Commander out there, get Andrade in front of the Mexican crowd, it felt like. And,
yeah.
then Ciampa to be, you know, the United States guy for cheap.
And that is just, everyone and their brother goes for that cheap heat in Mexico, and it means nothing anymore.
Yeah,
they reacted, but it's just not even. It's not real heat anymore.
No. Like AAA had Sam Adonis, you know, Corey Gray's brother.
That's why I said everyone and their brother.
Yeah. Oh, true. No, I didn't catch that, honestly. But I don't know what happened to him, but that was his entire gimmick.
Yes.
And it did work for him for a while, and then he just disappears. Well, I guess he was part of the Del Rio stuff, too. But, I don't know. This match was fine. You know, like, I think what I... And maybe you can disagree if you like, but a lot of this show was around the hype of being in Mexico, and it was also propped up by presentation and this crowd. This crowd made the seemingly useless the most important thing ever.
Right, yes.
So I guess that's a win instead of their usual boring-ass crowds that they get that no one knows who anybody is. Until you get to a pay-per-view, of course. Or Detroit, apparently. But this whole match at the end just was a setup for MJF to come out. And I appreciated the ease in which he took his Dynamite Diamond ring back, but it almost seemed too easy. Like Andrade just laid there and then they helped him to the back while MJF just talked bad about him. Like, no sitting there or nothing. Just got him out of the way. I thought that was kind of weird. That's not usually what happens. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. you didn't really throw me anything.
Well, you know.
All right.
Get on it. Come up with your own ideas.
All right. But yeah, no. I mean, this was, yeah, the MJ, It's nice to find that they're actually going to pay off what was like 6 months of teases between MJF and Andrade when MJF was, you know, champion and then, you know, not champion and then champion again.
Yeah. Yes.
So we're actually get something here, and Andrade's, you know, Andrade fully a babyface. MJF just still MJF. MJF's going to get his gauntlet number two qualifier match next week. Presumably he wins that. He'll be with Andrade in the match the whole time.
Yeah. All right. So I know you weren't a fan of Charlotte and Jade being in the ladder match, right? Is this different if Andrade and MJF start off the gauntlet?
Yeah, it's a little different. I mean, I don't... They haven't been feuding for the... They have been and they haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
This was MJF's first time back on TV in over a month. So they... You know, they reintroduced him to, you know, go after the guy he was going back and forth with, you know, and a lot of people probably thought this was never going to go anywhere, because Andrade was never going to be in a position to really be a serious challenger at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
So now they can have a thing.
And here's the thing: I just thought of this. Has MJF won? Obviously, the big belt. Was he ever TNT champion? Or was he the international champion? Because I know Osprey had something.
Wasn't that for the international championship? And he renamed it the United States Championship or something?
I think so. Okay. I'll just say, like, if they're going to try and get MJF, like, a run with all the titles... Like, if he and Andrade fight each other at Wembley, is it going to be for the national title? You know?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. That's where I was going with that. Like, well, maybe this will be, you know, the significance for their match, at least. So, yeah, I mean, it was a nice surprise. But at the same time, it also felt like the perfect time to bring him back, because MJF is not going to get cheered in Mexico. So it was just a smart plan, and it's set up next week, which is something that they're getting a little bit better at, of saying, "Hey, next week we're going to do this." Oh, win for them. How's that?
Yeah.
Andrade checks. We had the women, all of like the women's 6-man tag. I don't really have a whole lot to say about this one. It was just there, and it was just fodder for getting to Wembley, really.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So.
Although, odd choices where Willow pinning Mercedes gets the Brawling Birds a Women's Tag Team Championship match.
Yeah, well, they won, you know. So
I guess they won. And I
guess that's why.
Yeah. And they're making a big deal. Like, I guess they don't want either Megan Bain or... What's her name?
Lena Cross.
Lena Cross getting pinned before Webb.
But yeah,
unstoppable ever since they got together.
But having Mercedes, I guess Mercedes getting pinned gives you the idea that Willow can beat her. Although go ahead.
No, I wasn't gonna say anything.
Oh, no, so it gives you the idea that maybe, you know, Willow or Mercedes is gonna lose at Wembley, that old gag, you know? Like, yeah. But we'll see. But yeah, this one just was there. And maybe that's why it was my come down, because we fell asleep for the international. Wake up to... that was the Jericho, Darby Allin, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
I finally was able to fast forward and get to the point where Kyle Fletcher had just won the match.
Then Okada came down, right? Or something happened.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, because he's the because he's the, you know, the greatest Japanese wrestler of the last 20 some odd years, and this is what they have for him.
Yep, playing second fiddle, and he had a title he got to carry around all the time, so, you know, still has the illusion he was the champion. Up next, oh my lord, and Persephone versus Chris Statlander.
This is what started the downhill slide of this show.
This was crap. And
I mean, Speedball started the downhill, but I was able to skip most of that.
Well, I enjoyed my sleep.
This was absolute garbage. This match was terrible. I don't know how we ever believed Thunder Rosa was good, but oh my god, did she wasn't even in this match and she somehow screwed it up.
She's gone significantly downhill.
Oh yeah,
she was good, and I don't know if she's lost her zest or she couldn't get to WWE, so she's stuck in AEW. I don't know what it is, but yeah, sorry I jumped all over you. You are exactly right, and it is disappointing, and boy, did this get messed up. So, please continue. I apologize.
She looked like she didn't want to sell.
She never does.
She never does, and then, yeah, no. You're right. It's why do they keep putting her? She has been in multiple embarrassing scenes on television.
Mm-hmm.
And that they keep bringing her back. Yet other people just get put on the shelf forever. Make it make sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she wasn't good. The logic of this whole thing doesn't make any sense. Persephone gets over on Chris Statlander. Then decides to roll out of the ring and go jaw with Thunder Rosa for some reason.
Yeah.
When you finally have the advantage, like, what are you doing? And then Thunder Rosa comes in, and then Sheeta comes in, gets caught on the ropes. Like, all of this bad stuff at the end, I'm like, this stinks. And I have a...
I swear to you, I said it last night. Persephone was about to just leave with Hikaru Shida,
mm-hmm.
and forgot that she actually had the match was still going.
Absolutely.
And she had to actually win the match.
Yeah, absolutely correct. I thought she was just going to walk away. And that's how they're going to get out of, you know, Chris Statlander losing. Because
I don't care about that anymore.
Well, the thing is, a few weeks ago when Shida won the TBS title and Shida cost No, I'm sorry. Persephone cost Chris Statlander the match. Persephone looked really good. Statlander looked pretty good. So, in my estimation, this was a match to look forward to. They gave it away on TV, and I went, oh, now I understand why. Just terrible. And I like Chris Statlander quite a bit. I have GCW's... 20 years of Joey Janela show on right here. She just had a great match with, what's his name, Marcus Mathers. And, it's the GCW stuff where they actually wrestle. You know, it's good.
Yeah.
Not the, hey, here's a light tube.
Well, I mean, I'm sure she's bigger than him probably. So
they're about the same size. But
yeah, I was gonna say.
That match with an indie guy was 30,000 times better than what we saw on Wednesday. She looked way better. Like, it was a comparable opponent. I don't know. But this match sucked to high hell. And it made me, like, I wasn't a huge Persephone person anyways. But, yeah. She's dead. Dead in the water. Like, this was bad. And then Thunder Rosa, who cares? Like, the last good thing we saw her do, and I'm saying good, you can obviously disagree with this, or understand what I mean, was her and Britt Baker.
Oh, yeah. That's over 4 years ago now.
God, yeah.
Actually, no. The match that everyone talks about is probably 5 years ago. Over 5 years ago, because they were still at Daly's place. 2022, they came back for a feud after Britt Baker was champion.
I thought that their cage match, is that what you're referring to?
Well, there was the lights out match.
Okay.
That was in I think that was in 2021.
All right.
And then the cage match was in 2022. The cage match was fine. The lights out match was fantastic.
Gosh, you know what? I don't remember the lights out match. I do remember the cage though, because that was in Texas somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it was close to closer to Mexico for her. So, but yeah. So it's like, ugh. I know she's been battling injuries too, so maybe that's been part of it. But good Lord, man. So whatever. And then we had the Trios Championship match we already talked about a little bit. Unless there was more you wanted to talk about. Because you were talking about how the show started going downhill.
It went downhill earlier than I thought, because I just blocked the Speedball and Kyle Fletcher out of my mind. Hell, I blocked the women's match out of my mind.
I unfortunately didn't. And really, if I hadn't seen Chris Statlander on the show right now, I may not have had as strong of feelings, but seeing her tearing it up in front of 50 people with a competent opponent and competent booking, you know. We do need to talk about the main event, Ospreay and Mark Davis.
We do.
One, I think we both agreed this should not be the main event.
No.
And then two, why is the guy that's going to Wembley in a 50-50 or maybe even a 70-30 match with a job guy? And yes, that's what Mark Davis is. In a Mexican street fight, I need it explained, and I don't know if you can do that for me.
I don't think I can explain it. you're the one who filled me in on the backstory of this match.
Oh, very true.
This is not how. So is Ospreay just not in the Death Riders orbit anymore?
No, he gave back his wings to the wings pin or patch or whatever after whatever pay-per-view they just had.
Redemption.
Yeah, because he didn't appreciate what they were going to do to Kenny Omega, so. Yeah. There you go. I mean, it made sense, but it would only make sense more so if, you know, he told John Moxley to go screw, and then they had a main event match in Mexico, you know?
Yes. Yeah, let Moxley bleed in Mexico. It's his birthright.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, God, I was just making fun of the GCW stuff. Why? Like, Mark Davis is not known to be using forks and barbed wire and everything else.
Damn sure neither is Ospreay.
Exactly. But yet here it is. Yeah. And just seeing, like, a human being stabbing somebody with a fork is just moronic.
No, yeah. I've never liked those spots. It never. Where they just take turns jabbing each other with a fork.
Yeah.
No, I hate that kind of shit. Good. Brawling or anything. That's not a brawl. That's just a geek show.
Yeah, it's all it is. It's like, well, we're gonna get color in Mexico. Okay. But yeah, this match is such a turnoff because one, it's 11:45 or whatever time it was. I'm not watching a pay per view, guys. It's a Wednesday night. I got baseball to watch. Like, I don't want to do this. So I just wanted this to end, and Mark Davis just kept beating him up. Mm-hmm. The guy that's supposed to sell Wembley tickets is getting whooped by some generic-looking dude, who, by the way, I don't hate Mark Davis. He's fine. But he's not main event fine. I guess because they're friends. I don't know. But what are your thoughts on this one? I've done majority of talking about this.
At that point in the night, I was mostly paying attention to my phone. I mean, I saw the blood and I saw, you know, the fork. It's you're right. Mark Davis is a jobber. Why is the number one contender going back and forth, or even letting the jobber beat the living shit out of him? Yeah, no, this Omega, this build all in, doesn't even lick the last year's build's boots or whatever you want to
Oh
call
yeah.
it. It's just this is bad. I mean, I don't understand the last minute title switches in both the men's heavy world and women's world titles. So we're not set. We haven't really been set to the table much for anything. Even if it was MJF, we already saw MJF and Ospreay at Wembley 2 years ago. So that would have just been a retread. They just didn't have anything. Again, this idea that it's Ospreay's destiny to win at Wembley. Are you sure the crowd is fully behind that? Are they sure that?
I'm wondering the same thing.
Now, granted, once they get to London, I'm sure his if his reaction isn't multiple times that of Kenny Omega's, then they may have done something wrong here.
I guess trying to, like, they had the whole angle last week, and it seemed like they were trying to put Kenny in the heel position.
Yes.
But he's like, we've been talking about this a lot. It's another guy people don't want to boo. And you decided to
No
go
one
with
wants to.
this. You know, like, you decided to go with this angle of Omega and Ospreay instead of the logical one of the most hated guy who was going to get booed and Ospreay.
That's true.
So
That's true. And MJF would have been more ideal for that.
yeah.
Taking out the fact that the matches literally happened in that building before. And Ospreay won that match too.
Yeah, so it's like, well, but that could have been brought up in the promos too.
Yeah. You could
But
double background for a set like that. Sure.
yeah, so it's just like, all right. But yeah, and unless it's going to be, it won't make any sense, but it'll be revealed that Kenny was paying Don Callis to have his guys take him out. That's not going to happen, but at least it'd be some semblance of, oh, that's why Mark Davis just decided to beat him up. Oh, and by the way, why is every Omega, all right, if you just came back from a real neck injury, right? And you came back early from a real neck injury, why? Why on earth are you consistently getting dropped on your head? Safe or not, this does, and like, that's where for me, Tony Khan needs to step in, like, stop doing this.
Do that with his action figures.
Wait, what'd you say?
He won't do that with his action figures.
Yeah.
That's all these men. That's all these wrestlers are to him.
I mean, I think that's fair. Just, but I just kept seeing him. Like, how many times he get piled, like, pile drive, some sort of breaker, some sort of drop, some sort of pile driver. Like, okay, and again, every time you do this, the moves mean nothing, and they just don't get it. So, but to wrap it up, says we've got to get to. So yeah, so that was Dynamite, and all right, I know you don't like NXT. I don't want this to be a complete utter meltdown of, the show sucks,
I have a
but
feeling it's going to be. This
we're not covering everything. I don't have it in me.
No, no,
So
no.
that Grayson Waller promo is probably the worst thing they've done in a while now.
Yeah, you've come back around on that thing, huh?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good promo. I thought it did wonders for him. And he's
I don't know if it
exactly
did.
right in everything they said, because nobody is
Yes.
going to step up and
It's the
match.
most like.
Go ahead, go
Go
ahead.
ahead. No, it's the most con. It's the most counterproductive promo. I'm trying to remember. There have been other examples like this where somebody just buried everything there is to about this show, this brand. I mean, this is he's there's not a single thing he said that wasn't true. This is the worst roster any television wrestling show may ever have. Because it's not supposed to get this bad.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to put people this green on fucking TV every week. This or there's supposed to at least be some give and take about who goes up, when they go up, who's a little bit more of a veteran presence on the roster, who's coming along, and of course just the ridiculous amount of turnover that NXT had between January and April has led us to this just garbage. And you know what? As much as Grayson Waller was pumping up the women's division, the women's division ain't half what it used to be either. It's just still somehow light years better than what they got going on with the men.
I don't know. I think the worst thing he ever did in that promo now is point out that the men are charisma vacuums. And it starts, like, what actually started the show? It was a match, right?
Yeah, it was the women's tag match, yes.
Okay. And, like, what better way to tell people to shut the TV off than have Natty on? You've got a woman dressed like a cat. You've got Natty, not Natalya, excuse me, Natty, I guess, mean mugging. And then you have poor Carmen Petrovich, who in AAA is a badass. And here, she's the shortest one of a group that does nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my goodness. All right. So they have the match. Thea's cool. Booker is absolutely ruining this thing. He was horrendous on this show. I can usually tune him out, or he'll have some good stuff. He was just abysmal. What were you saying about Booker T?
I'm just saying you let it out. Let it out, man. Let it out.
I guess because Stephanie Vaquer is gone, he has to come up with a new, hey, she's got a big ass thing. So Jada Parker comes out and all he kept doing was saying bounce whenever she'd walk. And it's like, no, this isn't gonna work, dude. Like, it better not work. But then those simpletons in the crowd there, Jesus Christ. They'll go along with anything. Except actually pay attention to the show half the time. when did you notice when Tavion Heights and Miles Bourne won
I fast forwarded through that match.
Okay, they won the tag.
Go ahead.
Well, they won the tag titles.
I saw that.
Okay, so they're celebrating in front of the front row.
Mm-hmm.
One girl is purposely going, "No, I don't like you guys." Another woman is just on her phone.
Yeah, of course.
Not even like they're right in front of her. She's not even standing.
Well, they're not they're not stars.
Well, yeah.
I wouldn't be impressed either.
Yeah, I know. So, but anyways, to back up. So they have that. Then I can't remember if this was before or after. No, it would be. Yeah, because Tony D and Grayson Waller and Cruz Montana. Actually, I'm trying to be good by calling him by the name now.
Yeah.
Grayson Waller comes out to interrupt Tony D, who is proving Grayson Waller right, and it becomes clear as day why Tony's not on the main roster.
Oh, no. Tony, without the gimmick, he's nothing.
Exactly.
And yet he's the world champion. He's their champion.
Oof. I'm like, what? Like, I wasn't exactly happy with him last week when he was talking, and he called Grayson Waller Kangaroo Jack. That movie's from the 90s.
Well, he probably is just a little old enough to remember that,
and
actually.
No,
that's how long he's been in NXT.
Oh, yeah. But he comes out and, you know, and Grayson wasn't giving him anything either. Because he's like, yeah, you're just a bitch. And he's like, oh, all right, come on, move on. You know, like that's the old gimmick everyone does now to get a pop from the crowd. And then I did enjoy that he talked about the people in the War Games match. And he even said Trick Williams. He wasn't even in the match, champion. So it's like, okay, so at least they're focusing this back around on, like, trying to throw it back in Grayson's face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. And then I'll let you take over because I know you have a problem with this, and you're right. Cruz Montana or whatever comes out.
Who has been on TV, some form of TV, for like the last 10 years of his career. So you're presuming he's at least made some money in his career. He's done all right for himself, but we have to hear him talk about his sob story growing up in the streets. And it's just like, it's Royce Keyes all over again. It's just like, I thought we were, even if it's true that about his upbringing, which it probably is to an extent, at least. Why are we back to having black and Hispanic wrestlers have to have a hard luck story?
Uh-huh. You mentioned that to me
from the streets, you know. Yep. I thought we were past that. I thought they could just be athletes. I thought they could just be superstars.
All of them.
Why do they have to be broke asses?
Yeah, I mean, who Saquon saw
people murdered in front of them or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I mean Saquon.
Dive Joker, which is whatever the fuck.
Keanu Carver. What was the guy that had the Jasper Troy, who had the chains? Remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a problem. And it's just like, Jesus Christ, we're still doing Out the Mud just had their whole thing. Yeah. It's like, God damn.
Yeah, Out the Mud, their whole damn, yeah, just like, I thought we were so beyond this in this day and age that every black or Hispanic wrestler in particular had to be from the streets.
Yeah, I mean, that was the big thing with football. Whenever you talk about college, you watch college football, people start turning on that too.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you're right. So, but yeah. But then also, there's subject matter is obviously an issue. And then with him, it's also a delivery.
He's not a good promo, no.
He was awful. He's like, you're a funny dude, Grayson. Like, oh my God, what are we doing? And I know he's trying to act tough, but it came off as, I got to remember my lines.
Oh, without a doubt.
And that's kind
without
of...
Without a doubt.
Go ahead.
He was absolutely... He was definitely trying to memorize a promo and that he had barely read.
Yeah. So this whole segment sucked. It sucked
bad. And everything they've done with Tony D as champion, I think, has sucked. I mean...
Yeah,
you know, you put fourth string New Japan guy against him. You put, you know, now it's Grayson Waller, whose whole thing is he's talking all this trash, yet he's never won any kind of a singles championship in his entire career.
Yeah, just the tag title, and then in a ladder match.
Yeah, and then of course you got Cruz Montana. You know, just a career tag team guy being thrown into singles and. Getting big pushes that he's just not that guy.
No. So then I think it was after a commercial break they go backstage, and maybe I'm getting out of order. I don't care, but it goes to Grayson Waller again, and he's back there, and Kalani Jordan comes up to him. And, you know, like, we're like, why is she still on in NXT? And then you hear her reading her lines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, with your radical blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, God. No one talks this way. I can't remember what she said. It was like radical something. And I was like, ew. And she's like, I'm going to do something that you can't do. And I'm going to make it. I was like, hey, Connie, don't miss. Like. So he at least tried to, like, make, and then here comes Mason Rook. I rewound this 3 to 4 times just to make sure it wasn't me. But no, I'm confident in saying this guy ain't it.
Oh, and no. This is Rosie O'Donnell needs to go. I've never gotten it. I've never seen anything in him. This is not working. No, this chalk this up as another thing John Cena was wrong about.
Yeah, I mean, unless they are hog tying him, I'll be dead serious. Because
I don't think they are. I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard somebody like? You've obviously been mad in your life. Have you ever been mad about something and gone up to someone like, hey, what's this talk about us being soft? If you want to see how soft we are, then why don't you meet me in the ring? I came across the world. I can do things in that ring you couldn't dream of.
Oh, no one would ever.
What? Like, that's the delivery you get after some guy calls you soft? Like,
look at all my flippy moves.
Yeah. Well, there's that, but then also, like, hey, you say I'm soft, huh? Like, yeah, clearly. Because you should just come up and punch me in the mouth. Like,
yeah.
Soft. Yeah, I just, oh, my God. That was a brutal stretch for this show. And it really tainted me for the rest of it. Like, the rest of the show wasn't terrible. But after that, like, oh, my God, I just couldn't anymore. And so, Swipe Right or Vanity Project, they lose the tag titles, which kind of surprised me. Because here's the thing, dude. I know you don't like them. I'm not exactly a fan, but they looked competent at least.
Maybe. But there's no future in this.
No, even Elise said
maybe in NXT they don't get the worst of it, but they come onto the main roster.
Oh my God, no!
The words the crowds and people at home are going to say about these dudes. And that's not even getting into what's her name, Maya, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, her.
Yeah, her.
Miley something cock.
I almost said it.
Well, the thing is, I don't have any opinion on her. Because they don't let her do anything.
Someone who looks like that will be mocked unmercifully off of TV.
Oh yeah, of course.
She might self harm from the things people will say if more and more people see her.
Yeah.
But this cannot make the main roster. So there is no purpose to them being here.
Yeah, all four of them. I can't. Even was it Jackson Drake who's the singles guy? Like, he's been in the season, been in this for a while. And, yeah, he's fine in the ring, but it's the presentation. I went off on this with Kevin. Like, every white guy that is in NXT is a rail. And then you got guys like Kiana Carver, Jasper Troy, Osiris Griffin, for God's sake. Who else will we miss? I'm sure I'm missing some other guys. They're the guys from Out the Mud. Anybody with color is jacked. Anybody white is a rail thin person with abs. Like, you're not going anywhere. Welcome Finn Balor to the equation. You know? So, yeah, it's... I'm begging for, like, the big white guys again. Which sounds really bad to say out loud, but, you know, it's like, can we get some variety?
Yeah. Yes. NXT could use one of those barrel-chested bearded fellas.
Well, they probably thought they had it with Josh Briggs, but I'm guessing he's done.
Yeah, I think he's done. Yeah, oh yeah.
Because Brooks Jensen was actually at ringside for the main event, and
he just like a performance on a rookie.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
no
yeah,
Josh yeah. Briggs. Well, Hank and Tank were out there, too. So,
okay, that's right. Yeah, they were out there. So like, and, yes, we're getting there. Yes, the main event.
Yeah, I'm trying
this
to
was actually good.
I'm trying to see if we missed anything else.
Okay, sorry about that.
Zarya, whatever. The speed match, who cares?
EK, we got the speed match, yeah.
EK Prosper and Kiana Carver.
This was all right. I thought that was okay.
Yes.
But again, there's EK Prosper just, and again, I hate to do this with one black guy to another guy, but he's Javon Evans 2.0.
Yeah. It's like they
And
lost
just like Keanu,
Javon, and now Michaels wants to use him.
and then Keanu Carver is Obafemi 2.0.
Okay, that's the only reason I brought this match up. This whole nice guy turns, one, out of the blue. And then two, head scratching, which I guess is kind of the point. Like, I don't know. Like, am I taking this wrong? Like, this doesn't make sense. Or is this just something we have to, like, do a wait and see with? Because.
I don't rem I'm gonna be really honest with you. I don't remember the finish, and I just watched it like an hour or
It was
so
a
ago.
roll-up.
Okay.
He won with a small package. But
Prosper did?
no, Keanu Carver won with a small package.
Why would he win?
That's what I'm getting at. He wasn't abusive. He didn't cheat. He wasn't like it's this nice guy thing that's just totally out of the blue. Now, I'm trying to figure out if like this is dumb or if this like being patient will be rewarded. So it was very odd. 'Cause even outside, like they went outside, but they didn't do, put him through a table. Didn't do any of that sort of stuff. It was kind of wild. So I just
Right.
thought, well, at least it's different. So, 'cause we have, oh, we do need to talk about real fast. Just when you think Shawn Spears is done, they're going to have a mixed tag match next week.
Oh my God.
And I just went, what are we doing? Because three of the four it's okay. Like, it's okay. But if we
And
don't see
he's
them
walking around
again.
just carrying, he's just carrying around a chair again.
Well,
He's doing that shit again.
yeah.
Because it was so over when he did it in AEW.
Yeah. Well, he's got to carry it now, I guess, to watch his back. So anyways, main event time. I don't care about the rest of the show. So, oh, I'm sorry. Shiloh Hill is hurt. He
Oh
somehow
yeah.
broke a bone in his face. That's wild.
Yeah.
So, apparently bad enough that he can't wrestle with like an Undertaker mask. I thought that was the obvious choice. But so won't be seeing Shiloh Hill for a while, which is unfortunate because he was one of the actual men's highlights. So,
Well, he can still be a highlight if he does these segments like this every week.
true.
Okay,
Yeah.
the bit about Pat, the Pat Patterson bit was good. Oh, shit. What was the other one he did?
I don't remember. I the Pat
Oh,
Patterson one
yeah.
stuck out.
That one stuck out. There was another one that was like, oh, yeah. Like one of those truth things that like those internet lore things. Like, yeah.
Well,
And I don't remember what it was. And again, I just watched this.
yeah, I know. That's how much this show comes and goes, but at the same time, it's just like, oh boy, oof. But Nick Gage is back in GCW, and he's looking rough. Anyways, main event time. So you like this, huh?
I actually thought it was fine. I mean, I didn't love having to give Lola Vice a visual fall.
I don't like that at all.
No, that was silly. It's stupid. Especially if she's leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Like this, that didn't made no sense to me, and I did get a kick out of the bleeding ear,
Yeah.
which was the wrong ear.
Oh, jeez.
When she fell and hit the stairs, it was her left ear. The right one came up bleeding. And I didn't see this match until today because I watched NXT today, and I saw people talk about how it looked real, and I was like, oh, okay. And I watched this going, what are you looking at? Like, this is very clearly not a real injury. So yeah, but you're right. I didn't like the visual fall either. Someone needs to tell Lola Vice's dad, hey, this isn't real. Calm down. And
Oh yeah,
then
why does he have to be everywhere?
she's her
Why?
Brazil jiu-jitsu coach. So
yeah, no, yeah,
no, they established it. So then when she has these matches, he's there. So, you know, okay. Which is, never mind. I'll leave that one alone. But Kendall Gray's it.
She is it.
Yes. Yes. And she comes down, and I know you don't watch much, but she had a promo where she said, you know, I may not sound like a champion when I talk on the mic. I'm going to do my best to look the part, but I'm just a wrestler, or I'm just a fighter, whatever. Right. And Kevin and I both said, well, she sounds just fine. And yeah, she looks like a champion, and she looks like an athlete. She moves like one, conducts herself like one. Like, yeah. Oof. They got something with her. So, but I'm trying to find a weakness in her, and nothing.
No. She's very good. She's a star. Yes.
And I think Lolo will do okay on the main roster.
I think she'll do okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, I enjoyed this, but at the same time, I just these matches are always so damn goofy. You know, like Kendall Gray's falling out of the ring, and Hank can say catch her and push her back in. Or was it Lola?
Yeah.
Whoever it was.
It was Kendall.
That ends up almost costing Lola the match. Like, okay. So, at least the show ended on a good note. Because, boy, it's like the gold ball on the top of the sail.
Mm-hmm.
As that ship is sinking. You still see a little glimmer of hope. So, but it's also the women. So, yeah. But one thing before we get out, I am wrong. Rhea Ripley will not be there Friday, it doesn't look like. Unless she's there to actually vacate the women's title. Did you see the news?
What did I missed the news then.
She actually had to have surgery on her knee. So,
ooh.
Yep. So she's out.
So this could be.
Yeah.
They could have to make Chelsea Green the real world champion.
Yes.
Oh God, please.
Yeah, and if done right, tomorrow could be a spectacular victory for her.
Yes.
Instead of the interim, you know, that bragging could be off the charts. And that's the hope. So. Yeah, but no, she posted a picture of her talking about how she put it off, and then it had to be. She had to have surgery.
And, interesting. I have not seen that.
Yeah, yep. So Rhea Ripley looks like she's going to be out for a while.
Yes, looks like she's out for a while. And I think the other thing that, maybe one other thing that caught my eye this week, the announcement from Rey Mysterio.
Yes.
The tournament.
Yeah.
Featuring all luchadors across all WWE brands, with the winner facing Roman Reigns for the World Heavyweight Championship on the, was it September 14th episode of Raw, I want to say that it is, from Mexico City.
Okay.
Which will be insane, depending on who it is.
It's got to be El Grande.
So can we put in a position to not beat Roman Reigns 24 hours after winning the AAA title, though? The mega title?
Unless they have some sort of schmoz and they turn into a tag team match.
What if it's Penta? He'd be the other one.
That'd be fine.
Who could win it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be fine. I mean, or.
Unless Ray himself is going to be in it. But I don't think they would do that.
No. I think they're trying to keep him just, you know, kind of like Nick Alt. Well, I guess Nick Alt is a bad example, but like Adam Pearce, he is just the face. Because, you know, he's the most successful luchador of all time. Well, debatable, I guess. But, anyways. Trying to think, because there's really nobody else down there that could, like, Dr. Wagner Jr. or El Hijo, Dr. Wagner Jr., whatever. He ain't it right now.
No.
Yeah, there's really nobody else. So, because Vikingo, it could have been Vikingo, but he's hurt.
Oh, I would never want to see what Roman Reigns lower himself to wrestling Vikingo.
Did you ever explain why you don't like him? I don't know if I've ever asked
boring.
You.
I just think he's boring. There's just nothing. There's nothing interesting about
him. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, the Mexican crowd turned on him too, so.
Yeah. Yes, they did. It was a smart crowd because they wanted Alberto Del Rio.
Yes.
That's the smart crowd.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Some battles are won. Some battles are lost. So.
I mean, I guess the worst case scenario is LA Knight puts a mask on and then wins the tournament.
Oh God.
But I'm almost positive that's money in the bank.
Oh man, I try to think. Would he be called El Noche? Like
La Noche El.
Oh yeah, well it is El Noche, right? So I guess it could be La Noche, and I don't know if it's. Hang on, is Noche masculine or feminine? Can't remember. Noche, let's see. Noche is Spanish for night. Yes.
How do you say L and L? Is it A? Is it L? Is it L?
That's what I'm looking up.
It's A is A.
Oh, it's La Noche. Yeah, so it's actually perfect.
La Noche?
It'd be called La Noche. No, okay, it's got to happen. It's got to happen. Yep.
Now I talk myself into liking the idea.
Oh, what a great idea!
I don't know if it'll go over great in Mexico City, but
oh yeah, you're right. Never mind. But yeah, what a great idea. And I mean, and I don't know. Like, if you do that, do you have him just put a mask on and have him just wrestle with like La Noche on his gear?
Yes, you absolutely do.
Not cover his body up or anything. Oh, man, I like that idea quite a bit now, just knowing it works out so perfectly. So, but, yeah, I saw that, and, well, oof. So, wait, so they do it 3 days in a row then? Or three out of 4 days?
Three out of 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah, because SmackDown will be in Mexico City. Then... Then Triple Mania Night 1 is in Vegas. That would be like probably right after that, basically, on a Friday night.
Yes.
And then Saturday's got nothing. Well, Saturday is when they're in, I think, Santiago, Chile, which I was surprised they didn't turn that into something televised so they could do Stephanie Vaquer versus Liv Morgan.
No, it's still time, I guess.
I guess, but it doesn't seem like we're getting an ESPN PLE next month at all. Because they're loading up everything else.
Yeah, and then, yeah. I guess to compete with AEW, because that always matters. Morons.
Yeah. And then, you know, Sunday's Triple Mania from Mexico City. Then Monday's Raw from Mexico City with Roman Reigns defending the championship. And for once, for the first time in probably, what 10 years... They're not going to actually act all scared of the first Monday Night Football game and just put on a shitty show on purpose because they don't even want to bother to compete for viewers.
Yeah.
So now they're going to put a warm-up, they're going to be in that same venue. AEW was just in. They're going to be in this super cool venue with this hot crowd. With presumably Roman Reigns against a national hero, essentially, unless it's La Noche.
Yeah, I mean Penta. I guess it's a weird. It's a all right. So is there a conundrum there to have Roman Reigns beat? I mean, unless they get unless it's Dominic somehow, then
I guess they could do Dominic. Fine. But Roman Reigns has just been wrestling baby faces exclusively this whole run, so like I don't. It could be Dom, but again, Dom and El Grande Americano are having their big match the night before.
Yeah, so never mind. It can't be them. They won't be in the tournament.
I guess Penta's probably the most likely then to win.
Well, I guess Rey Fenix, but I mean, I'm just putting names out. I'm putting names out there for the Mexican audience, not that it makes sense storyline. Yeah, because there's really nobody else they can use, right? Even... I would prefer Mr. Iguana, but it won't be him.
Oh, God.
That'd be pretty fun. I don't think Roman's going to go for that, though, but
No.
yeah, so there was something else. But yeah, I did see that after, especially after we talked about it Tuesday, or was it Sunday? Whatever day it was, we had met, started talking about that. But yeah, I don't know, but I think that's an okay time to get out of here. So,
Yeah.
what a week of wrestling, and I do mean Tuesday and Wednesday, because there couldn't have been any more drastic differences in TV shows. And by the way, real quick, at the end of NXT, they got to get the hell out of that performance center. That crowd stinks. There's no way around it. It just sucks. And it sucks the life out of the product. So not that the male talent's not helping. Anyways, I have no idea what we're doing next week, so that's good.
I assume Kevin will be back, and we might be back to normal.
By his text messages, he's ready to come back. So, yeah.
Allegedly.
So Kevin will be back next week, probably raring to go. So if Kevin's your
We're
favorite,
still on.
all right, so listen up. So I'm gonna go. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will talk at you next week.
Later.